Governor Andrew Cuomo enlisted the aid of some local government leaders to promote his tax freeze proposal, which has been losing ground in the state legislature. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo, surrounded by several county executives from across the state, promoted his plan, which is not supported in the state legislature. Cuomo says he signed up 150 local government leaders as backers.
We're announcing today more than 150 endorsers across the state of this program, and we're talking to more local governments. It is a bold proposal. I understand that. But I think the more people hear about it and the more people understand it and understand the need, the more support it will have.
Among them, Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano, a Republican, and Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, a Democrat.
I stand shoulder to shoulder with him in his fight to lower property taxes.
Cuomo's announcement comes in response to progressive-leaning groups who collected signatures from 100 local government leaders opposed to the governor's plan. That list includes New York Democratic Party co-chair and Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner. The event also occurs as the State Assembly and Senate are rejecting the governor's multi-step plan to freeze property taxes for the next 2 years. The plan hinges on the cooperation of local governments and schools. They need to agree to live within the state's 2% spending cap and demonstrate that they have consolidated some services. In exchange, they'd receive state subsidies and homeowners would get rebate checks. Legislative leaders, speaking after a budget meeting, downplayed their differences with Cuomo. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's House chose a circuit breaker plan instead. That would give tax credits to New Yorkers who can least afford to pay for their property taxes.
We all are in agreement, actually, that people need relief from property taxes. We've all put forth different methods to do it, and hopefully in the next week and a half, we'll be able to come up with a compromise way of doing it.
Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos' ruling coalition proposed an alternative that they labeled Freeze Plus. It would simplify Cuomo's plan.
I don't think it's rejected. The concept is the same. We're just taking a different approach. That's all.
And perhaps acknowledging that the tax freeze plan is in trouble in the legislature, Cuomo has now shifted the focus of the freeze plan, saying it is really a means to an end. He says the real goal after the two-year freeze is to get local governments and schools to actually cut spending and bring property taxes down by as much as 3% in the third year of the program.
The point of the tax freeze is to prompt the tax cut. That is the whole point of the tax freeze or the tax credit plan, is to prompt and provoke the local governments to come together to make the cut. That's the plan.
That plan would also depend on local governments and schools' cooperation. The governor and lawmakers have just about 2 weeks to come to an agreement on a property tax plan, as well as the rest of the state budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.